can tell you about the learning collaborative developed through the Dartmouth Johnson & Johnson mental health program, which involves 10 states and the District of Columbia, in which we have been collecting data on the number of supported employment programs. And that number is showing increase over time. We have also seen challenges of funding cuts. For example, the state of Connecticut made the decision at the state level to another one of those eastern states. I believe it was Massachusetts. I may not have the state right, but they decided to stop funding, providing funding for supported employment. So, you know, there's still challenges out there to funding supported employment. I've talked a bit about the mental health treatment study, which is a 23-site study that we're conducting throughout the United States, and to reach Social Security disability beneficiaries who, as I indicated before, may not have been even thinking about work. And the this is over 2,000 people in the study, and it's a comparison between people receiving supported employment and people receiving services as usual. While we don't have the data yet, our impressions are very encouraging, that it looks like that this model works just as well with this population as for people who come into support employment through mental health centers. So I think that would be a tremendous breakthrough if we can substantiate that. So it's a little early. We don't have any data yet. This is more an impression. So that's exciting. There are other developments in terms of which I didn't talk about today, but I could have, augmenting supported employment with cognitive rehabilitation and other techniques to improve the effectiveness of supported employment. That's another area that's shown a lot of research in the last couple of years.